or committed to ending homelessness came together to discuss the problems, but to come up with a set of recommendations and opportunities to end homelessness. And what we're doing today at Stormont is we're presenting those recommendations to our MLAs, and we're making recommendations, and we're very clearly saying that we want to work with our local politicians. This isn't about lambasting them, but we have a real opportunity here to end homelessness, and we need to take that opportunity now.
I suppose to some extent there'd be people listening who'd be saying, ending homelessness, what's the exact definition of homelessness? It isn't necessarily a guy or a girl sitting in a shop doorway.
No, it's not. I mean, homelessness really is about not having a safe, secure place to stay and to live. We see tens of thousands of people in Northern Ireland become homeless each year, and there are other individuals who are hidden from view, so those who don't come forward to register their homelessness because there is a stigma attached. So really it's about not having a place to stay, not having a place to which people can work and live, to form relationships, and it really is a place where individuals are vulnerable.
And when we think about vulnerable people, we don't think about those who maybe, to use this old term, sofa surfing. You're not necessarily vulnerable when you're doing that, but you are homeless.
Well, I would argue that if you're sofa surfing, you are vulnerable because you are, I suppose, in many respects, intruding on individuals. It's not a long-term arrangement. You don't have the freedom to do the things that you would do in your own home. So it is a difficult place to be. And what we're saying to people who are sofa surfing is come forward, talk to us. We can provide some help, as can other organisations. So we do have an issue with the homelessness that we know, those people who present to the housing executive and to us and others. But we also have the problem that we know is large. It's hidden homelessness. We want those people to come forward and talk to us and tell us where they are and how we can help them. And I'm sure that we can.
And in the meantime, people have to be given consideration. We have to have an understanding of how difficult it is to be homeless. Does your advert that used to be on the billboards still hold water, that we're only a number of paychecks away from actually being homeless?
It absolutely does. I mean, that was written at a time when we had done a fair amount of intensive work looking at the local economy, looking at bad debt, looking at repossessions and evictions. None of that has got any better, unfortunately, so it does hold water. And individuals, I think, people, the general public, some general public think that there's homelessness is really about being unlucky. It's not necessarily about that. It's about family breakdown. It's about addiction. It's about mental health. It's about bereavement. It's about a whole set of other variables. And unless we get that commitment to a joined-up approach and strategy from government, we can't tackle in any meaningful way.
So in the meantime, you're lobbying at Stormont as a joint group. Jim, thanks very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Jim Dennison, the Simon Community's chief executive, reminding us of the plight of the homeless here in this part of the world.